looking back on March 24, the day in 1945, when one of my favourite cartoon characters made his debut, Sylvester the Cat.
Sufferers, suck attack.
Bob Hawke became the first Labor PM to win four consecutive elections in 1990.
But I also know that I would not be fit to lead this great country if I had chosen the easy, popular way at the cost of the nation's future.
And GWS played their first game in the AFL in 2012. They played the season opener against rivals the Sydney Swans.
Here we go, umpire Matt Stevic about to put it in the turf to get the GWS history underway.
Birthdays, Dr. David Suzuki turns 84, the Canadian scientist and environmentalist.
You know, we can cherry pick all kinds of stuff. Cherry pick, in fact, the scientists that we want to listen to. But let's listen to the IPCC.
Singer Nick Lowe is 71 today, best known for the hits Cruel to Be Kind and this one.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Nina, the lead singer of the German group who had this number one, is 60. Remember actress and model Kelly LeBrock? She featured in the movies Woman in Red and Weird Science. She's also 60.
If you want to be a party animal, you have to learn to live in the jungle. Now stop worrying and go and get dressed.
Cricket great Dean Jones turns 59. He played 52 tests and became a one-day specialist with 164 games to his credit.
Beautiful shot from Dean Jones. Well, he really has got to hit through everything now right to the end of the innings.
Jim Parsons is 47. He's Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory.
I finally reconciled the black hole information paradox with my theory of string network condensates.
And league legend, future immortal Darren Lockyer turns 43.
It's the Lockyer! And Lockyer completes a glorious year!
Finally, legendary magician and escapologist Harry Houdini was born on this day in 1874. He was 52 when he died in 1926.
My latest invention, the Wessex Coffee Cell.
Remembering Harry Houdini on March 24.